In a press briefing today, April 14th, San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow announced formal first-degree murder charges against Paul Flores in connection with the 1996 disappearance of Cal Poly student Kristen Smart. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about the DA's comments and his request for help from the public.
Dow says his office believes Paul Flores killed Smart while attempting or committing rape, but he cannot be charged for rape because the statute of limitations has expired. The DA also announced that Paul's father, Ruben Flores, is charged with accessory to murder after the fact.
The allegation against Ruben is that he helped to conceal Kristen's body after the murder was committed.
Dow says his office has carefully reviewed the case and concluded independently of the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office that they have enough evidence to prosecute both men.
Significant new information has come in to the Sheriff's Office that we've reviewed over the last 2 years, and some very important information just a month ago. We've got physical evidence, we have witness statements, things that have brought us to the point where we believe we can go forward and prosecute Mr. Flores for the murder of Kristen Smart.
Dow did say his office has evidence that leads them to believe they know where Smart's body was initially buried, but they've not yet recovered her remains.
Today, we mark the very first move to bring justice to Kristen Smart, her family, and to the entire community of San Luis Obispo County.
Dow says the district attorney's office is requesting information from the public as the investigation continues.
We are seeking the public's assistance in providing any information about this case or information on other potential crimes believed to have been perpetrated by Paul Ruben Flores, including assaults or other acts.
Dow says Paul Flores frequented bars in the San Pedro area where he's lived since 2005. The DA's office believes Flores has committed other sexual crimes there against people who have not yet been identified. Dow announced Deputy District Attorney Chris Pouvrel as the lead prosecutor in the case. Pouvrel says his team will likely ask for an increase in the bail amount for Ruben Flores. It's currently set at $250,000. When asked during the briefing whether he would accept a plea deal for information leading to the recovery of Smart's remains, Dow said it was too early to comment, but he said his office welcomes the discussion with Paul and Ruben Flores' legal counsel. Dow says he's confident in the potential for a fair trial in San Luis Obispo County despite the high-profile nature of the case, but he says it will be up to a judge to determine whether the trial is moved. Dow says arraignments are scheduled for both men April 15th. However, he says he does not yet know the timeline for hearings and possible trials. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.